Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We are at the third hour of this worldwide broadcast on the 15th of January, 2009. Already into 2009, Bob. It's pretty incredible. Time flies.
Yeah, absolutely does. As you get older, it gets faster too, Jason. I got bad news for you.
Well, good thing I'm keeping it young. we are live at PrisonPlanet.tv for all you subscribers. Get to check out the new office. One of my last days here. It's kind of sad. You know, this office is just almost too good to leave.
Yeah.
We are talking monetary policy. And, Michael, you had a comment?
I just kind of want to help people out in the way they look at these things. I think sometimes people look at it like, you know, this is the, you know, how you defeat that. You know what I mean? I think we need to look at it differently. You've got a couple different ways to go about this thing. You got hard currency, which is gold and silver, or you got, you know, paper fiat, which is issued, you know, let's just say it's issued by the Treasury with no interest. And then you've got, you know, and then you've got kind of like the Federal Reserve System, which is basically they have their cake and eat it too. They get to use paper money, you know, with no backup, and, you know, they get to control the money supply. Mm-hmm. So let's look at it this way. A gold, you know, gold and silver currency, it isn't a silver bullet. Let's say that they have a gold currency for a while, and they consolidate all the gold into themselves, and then, you know what I mean, they have their corrupt government take all the gold away from the people. Then
well, they've had that happen before, man. I mean, all right, even like in this country, what was it, during World War II, Roosevelt had all the gold rounded up, correct?
Been there, done that. It was before.
And that's in this country.
That was before World War II.
It was before World War II. So, listen, your hard assets aren't always safe either. In fact, I think there's a law that says unless the coin is minted before a certain date in the early 1900s, they can come and take it again, right?
Nothing is safe. they got a law that's going to prohibit them from stealing certain types of gold. Oh,
yeah.
There's a law, really?
I believe there is.
They're gonna like obey their own law, right?
And sure, the reason that I go into hard currency, and I don't know if that's the complete answer to the, you know, the stock market collapse, the financial situation. I'm just saying that gold and silver have retained a value through the centuries and have always been sought after by not only the wealthy but the commoner as well. So it's a good, at least it's something for barter. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's going to solve our monetary system. I would like to see more Ron Paul-type policies take place in this country so we do have something to back our money up other than the industry that doesn't exist in this country anymore.
The value of gold and silver is a convention that has worked for centuries and centuries.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps the money powers from artificially inflating the money supply and hurting everybody's money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem we have nowadays. They just print it out of nothing. Willy-nilly, and they don't care about the consequences to the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
Gold, if you had a system which was backed by gold, backed by silver or whatever, they couldn't do that, and then they'd have to behave themselves. But that's just not the way we have it right now.
Yeah, we got to jump. We got so many callers. I thank you for the call, Michael. Let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
I got a problem with my membership, but maybe that can be taken care of when I'm done.
Yeah, we can't do customer service over
the phone.
That's
okay. No, I know that. All right,
yeah.
I did want to say something. I was listening to the one gentleman. He was, you know, pretty exasperated about, you know, what do? We hear all this information, and, you know, what are we supposed to do with the information? And I listened to the shows over and over, and it's like, there's so much going on. We're being bombarded from every single angle, and it's like you jump from one subject to the next. But I think that, you know, when push comes to shove, when they come to take us out of our houses, that's when you're going to see the real doo-doo hit the fan, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the people are going to start fighting back.
Well, I hope that the people fight back before that. I hope it doesn't come to roundups. I mean, MTV put out a commercial last year where basically they said that the Holocaust could happen again in this country, and they had people rounded up out of subway stations and out of their homes into trucks. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. Keep taking your calls. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are just busting through your calls here at the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Berman, sitting in all week. We're going to go to Robert, John, Bob, Jesse, and more. But first, I want to play this for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. These are a couple commercials that MTV put out, mtthink.mtv.com put out last year, and they basically are warning the average Joe that, hey, guess what? The Holocaust happened to people just like us that didn't really think it was possible. So let's play the clip. And there you have it. Now, I know that doesn't make for great radio because you can't see what's going on.
But in the first one, basically people are rounded up right out of the subway, Bob.
Yeah. And the second one, they're rounded up right out of their house.
Mm-hmm. And what was waiting for them outside? Big trucks
nice
full of
truck.
other people from the family.
Which, of course, exactly what Jack McClam has always said, when the tyranny comes, it's wearing a uniform.
Exactly. We're going to have McClam on in about 20 minutes. All right. Let's take some callers. Let's go to, let's see who hasn't hung up on me yet. I believe Robert in California, we just went to, right? So we're on, oh, Robert in California is next. Good. Let's go to Robert in California then.
How you doing, Jason?
Good.
No, I haven't hung up on you, but I'm a little bit pet peeved today.
Okay.
Okay.
Everybody's mad at me today.
Well, I'm not really mad at you, but, you know, it's just I keep hearing this over and over again about these large marches, large demonstrations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that does bring somewhat media attention and put the spotlight on some of the problem. But the really thing that's really going to change things is if we don't get in there and start grabbing back the handles of government.
Mm-hmm.
We did that here in Los Angeles County. Several of us who worked on Dr. Paul's campaign ran for the Republican Central Committee and got elected.
That's awesome. So kind of like Campaign for Liberty stuff, right? Because I love what Ron Paul did out of that election. He didn't win, but he started an organization that is supposed to get people like ourselves, grassroots, elected into office so that we can make a change. I think that everybody out there that can run for a city council member or a local state senator or a member of Congress should do so.
And that dovetails with the with G. Edward Griffin's organization, Freedom Force International.
Yes, Freedom
Same
Force.
Thing. You lost the power incrementally,
mm-hmm.
and now you got to take it back incrementally. Rather than just talk about it and gripe about it, you go out there and you run for dog catcher.
That's right.
All right,
continue, man.
Right, and so a few of us even got onto the executive board. Our biggest problem now is basically like any political organization, especially on the Republican side, since they've sort of ruined the name, is getting people registered as Republicans, getting other Republicans elected, and raising money.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the big one, raising money, helps shows that those of us who actually went out and put ourselves into the wheels to, say that we don't really need money from special interest or people that we don't necessarily want to be friendly with. And then also choosing candidates within your local area to run. That's what the Central Committee does. It's basically mm-hmm. do endorsements and do campaign research and development. And I think they have these organizations, or what we call them, precinct leaders or block captains, all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But until we start grabbing at the bottom and then reaching for the top, we're never going to change the top, because once you take away their base of power and their funding, which is pretty much what we'd like to do, nothing's going to happen. All the marches, all the protests
will not help. I mean, first of all, I think that marches do help, but we have not gotten the numbers that we need to make ourselves relevant in the everyday media, number one. Number two, I totally and completely agree with you that we need to put ourselves into office. But I look at myself, I'm like, am I ready to commit, 2 years of my life into some local office? Am I ready to do that? Hopefully somebody else out there is, and maybe that's just not my calling, Bob. But, a couple of my friends, upstate New York guys, actually, I'm an upstate New York guy. My friends that I went to college with, they were from Long Island, and they went all the way out to Minnesota for the big Ron Paul rally. And one of the two of them, actually got chosen by Campaign for Liberty to run for local office and be backed by the organization this year. I'm not sure if he won. But it shows how, he was in his mid-20s, how young people can get involved, how old people can get involved. And I'm with this guy. I mean, I think that we do have to take back local office. I think the smaller you start, the bigger you'll get.
Right.
I don't think that you're going to find many of us able to win a congressional election or an actual Senate election. Hell, Cindy Sheehan couldn't even win her congressional spot. And there was enough people out there that didn't want the incumbent Pelosi, whether they fudged the numbers or whatever. There was somebody that had a face, a name.
Yeah.
And, honestly, a message that I could get behind, let's end the war.
We're talking about county commissioners and things like that, mayors, that type of thing, where they can have an impact on their local community.
Yeah.
Here in Austin, a few years ago, and Alex Jones actually, kind of led the thing. We had got the city council to pass a resolution against the Patriot Act.
I remember that.
I mean, that's the kind of thing we're talking about. You got to go from the bottom up, and it may not be glamorous, to be a county commissioner. I don't know. But things like that have to be done all over the country.
I'm almost sure that it is absolutely not glamorous. Robert, I thank you for the call. All right, let's jump to our next caller. I believe we are on John in Canada. John, what's on your mind?
Hey, gentlemen, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Yeah, so I'm going to be a bit of a Christ advocate here. I want to ask you, how much money do we need to give you in charity before you guys understand just the most basic precepts of what justice is? You know, the problem with you guys hijacking our freedom movement is that you won't acknowledge a simple thing. And instead you laugh
dude,
and hang
look,
people.
Look, man, we're in the real world. We don't live on fairy tales and clowns.
Right.
And
okay,
you know what? You need to hold on. You need to pay people. The guy running my show right now across the way, he has to make a living. You know what I mean? He has to be able to pay his rent. I have to be able to pay my rent, my garbage, my electric, somebody to watch my dogs when I'm gone. I'm not rocking any diamonds in the PrisonPlanet.tv. You got this? This is a metal necklace that cost me $5.
Well, what is his point?
His point is that we're hijacking the free movement because we take money. Because we take money
is
here.
Was that your point?
Yeah, it's absolutely his point. Listen.
Is it? Is he still on?
He's not.
Yes,
I don't know if they,
can I
all right, all right. So what's your point?
Is that your point?
My point, for example, Ray McGovern, you had him on. Ray McGovern is fully cognizantly aware that the Bush administration doctored the National Intelligence Estimate on invading Iraq. They took the CIA's words, rewrote entire paragraphs, and conned you as a victim to die. Now, you, a coward, hijacking our freedom movement, won't mention that. Like, you don't mention...
I took McGovern to task on a lot of things, including the appointments of the Obama administration, Rahm Emanuel, Robert Gates. I got what I could out of him. The guy's not even in office yet. We're 5 days away from being inaugurated. Okay? So what else did you want me to tell? He talked about the Bohemian Grove, for Christ's sake. I also talked about, what else? Hold on, what else I talked to him about? I also talked to him about that Obama and Hillary attended Bilderberg. So in a less than hour period, I brought up a lot of good points that were against his point of view. I don't know if you want me to viciously attack every guest that comes on here, but then we're not going to have guests. Go ahead.
Not at all. You know, the other thing you guys got a problem with is putting words in other people's mouths. It would be great if I could just speak for myself, you know. But no.
You can't speak for yourself when you accuse us of hijacking the freedom movement. Who is the freedom? Who the hell are you?
Listen,
we're all people. And
justice,
we're not.
You're
justice?
No, justice requires evidence to prove someone's guilt or innocence. By Bush closing in 9/11 investigations immediately after the terrorist event, he is committing the highest act of treason. But you guys go, he's just a puppet. Never mind him. He is a puppet, dude.
Listen. Do you realize yesterday, this is something I haven't talked about on the show, and you keep screaming, we're going to let him go because I can't take it. But it's just totally ridiculous, mentally ill, jealousy or something.
The deal is, and I want to see if I can...
He is a puppet.
I want to see if I can communicate this to that fellow. Listen, yes, he is a puppet. When we say Bush did this and Bush did that, we know that he is a representative. He is a poster child for a totalitarian oligarchy. We know that he has no power into himself. He's being told what to do. He's a puppet. So he's a poster child. When you say Obama did this or Obama did that, it's not him. It's his handlers. It's his controllers.
And we're not supposed to take any money, Bob. How dare I make a movie and charge for it? I give it all away for free. We give it all. This will be on YouTube later today, all for free.
Well, the money thing, I don't understand. You know, that's funny. Dan Rather, when he was head of the CBS News, he could get paid $2 million a year, and he's credible, right? but you guys, I know about this operation a little bit. It's always just by skin of the teeth, all the time.
This is the first big expansion they've ever done.
Yeah, I mean, the previous Central Texas Command Center was nothing to...
It was about twice the size of this office we're in.
Right, you know, come on. You've got to generate the cash in order to run an operation, and that's just tough. One thing I love about my show, The Simple Truth, since it's all volunteer and there is no money involved, there's no commercials, no anything, I'm totally free to say whatever the heck I want, and I don't care who I tick off. And I know that when you run a commercial operation, you got to be careful about, You might want to just stay away from this subject because an advertiser might not like it. But that's the real world, man. if you want to get the information out, you got to get the information out. And
you got to have a little scratch.
You got to have some money, and that's just the way it works.
You know, I haven't talked about this. I'm kind of glad he called in about 9/11. They just released over 1,000 interviews that the 9/11 Commission on their website conducted. I didn't see William Rodriguez's name there. I didn't see Barry Jennings' name either.
What about William Wright?
I don't think I saw Robert Wright's either.
Robert Wright.
It's the Alex Jones Show. The attackers are in full force. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Gentlemen, I know you need no reminder that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Obviously, you have the perfect gift in mind. Well, just in case you might know someone that may need some gift ideas, tell them about EnduringRose.com. We all know that flowers are a woman's favorite gift, but they only last a short time. EnduringRose.com has taken this gift and made it into one that will endure and last forever. Dipped in 24-karat gold, these real roses, single rose, or bouquets preserve your message of love for a lifetime. You can also shop for other ridiculously romantic gifts like jewelry and adorable stuffed animals. You can't go wrong at EnduringRose.com. Oh, and tell them there's a military discount and they can get free shipping on qualified orders. That website again is EnduringRose.com. EnduringRose.com. Or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
It's the Alex Jones Show. We are live on PrisonPlanet.tv for
for all those subscribers out there giving us their evil money that helps to fund this program here, Bob.
Yeah, that's just terrible. You know, it's a horrible thing, Jason, that somebody has enough desire and enough effort and enough work and enough genius to be able to figure out how to make a successful commercial enterprise out of telling the truth. You know, what a concept.
And to infiltrate the biggest, the most uncontrollable source of media out there, the Internet.
Yeah, really.
Realize that.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Alex is what, being punished because of his success? I mean, I'm sure there's some jealousy out there, you know, but look, I admire that. I have never seen anybody that works like Alex. I can't, you know, it's hard to be around Alex. He emanates energy.
Oh, yeah.
And he drains energy from other people. I know that. He drains it from me. The guy is unstoppable, and I watched him when he got fired back in 98 from KJFK because he wouldn't shut up about Clinton. I mean, the people said, hey, you got to stop talking about this stuff. You stop talking about the Davidians. Alex wouldn't shut up. He doesn't really care about the money. I know he doesn't really care about the money. I've known the guy for 10 years. The money is a necessity to get done what he needs to get done, which is communicate.
Yeah, it's a necessity to put out pictures that thousands, if not millions, of people see.
Exactly.
And to put out a four-hour radio program every day.
Yeah,
a two-hour TV show every day. I mean, and just so much more. I mean, to go to events, to write all these articles, to host, I believe, 5 different websites.
It's the Energizer Bunny, man.
All right. We're going to take your calls through this segment, and then we're going to have Officer Jack McLam on, and then Russell Wood on property taxes. It's just unbelievable. It's just like you can never, ever, ever do enough. All right, let's just talk 9/11 for a second before we go back to calls, because this is important. This is a lot of information that independent researchers are going to have to go through. We're talking about, you know, people in FEMA being interviewed, people in the CIA. Like you were saying, you were asking whether or not Robert Wright had been. There's an index of all of them, and they're all available in PDF format. I got to scan it over really lightly last night.
If you could look at your archive when we sent you that video of ours when I was talking to the chairman of the 911 commission back in 2006,
mm-hmm.
Part that didn't get in your film was my questioning him about Robert Wright.
Yeah, yeah.
I asked him about Robert Wright. I said, well, did Robert Wright went public. Did you interview Robert Wright? And he says, well, we might have. And I said, well, it's not in the report. And he said, well, you might have been.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, we interviewed 2,000 people. I don't know. No. And I said Robert Wright was tracking the money from the Islamic charities coming from Saudi Arabia into this country. And the FBI told him to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, you know, it's national security. National security. They always bring up that national security thing whenever something.
It's the carte blanche answer for none of your goddamn business.
Yeah, shut up. Can't go there. National security. National security.
Yeah. All right. Let's take Jesse in Wisconsin. Jesse, what's on your mind?
I was just calling up. I've got a couple issues on my mind.
Sure.
The first one, you're going to be talking with your next guest about taxes and ordinances and things like that going on in cities. I just found out today, I'm in Madison, Wisconsin, there's new zoning rules going on to adapt to climate change as the city of Madison, Wisconsin, eyes ordinances to adapt to climate change. That's the title. I actually went on the City of Madison webpage, and the PDF that had all this information is now completely blank. There's like 8 blank pages. So it's going to be hard for listeners to actually go look at that.
Look for the cached version, man. If you bring it up into a Google search, you might be able to get lucky and get the cached version. That's often how I get news stories that they pull. Continue.
There is a businessandmedia.org has the just the news article explaining some of this on there. But basically what they want to do, it sounds good on the surface. For instance, if you cut down a tree on your property, the ordinance will be you have to plant 2 more. And that sounds good, but sometimes, you know, you have to take a tree out because it's ruining the sewage lines that lead to the streets and things like that, and planting 2 more trees will just give you the same problem 20 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So, also things like...
That's conditioning. It's all just conditioning.
I remember the Plant a Tree Foundation when I was a kid. You know, they make everything out to be like the, you know, the best thing ever. And, you know, we're saving the planet and there's a good feeling we're all going to recycle, blah, 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 blah.
I remember when Clinton was president, he bulldozed a bunch of trees into the Grand Canyon so that the camera view would be better for his saving the environment thing.
I don't even know if I'm against that. All right. Thank you so much for the call.
Well,
yeah, go ahead.
I had another thing. Aside from this, a lot of people are talking about buying gold and stuff. silver these days. I just let the listeners know and be aware that buying gold and silver is not just as easy as just taking your money down and buying it. You should really pay attention to the ratio. You know, the closer it is to 80 to 1, you'd buy silver. The closer it is to 40 to 1, you'd buy gold. And that way you can actually create some wealth out of your own investments on top of gold and silver actually just being in your safe or whatnot.
All right, man. I thank you for the call, Jesse. I am not a gold expert. I just know that it's shiny and it retains value, and it seems to double in value every few years. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes, riding shotgun with Bob Dacey.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Right now, the world is a scary place. It's only a matter of time until we are struck again, but this time with biological and chemical attacks. The thought is scary, but it's important to hope for the best and prepare for the worst. The First Line Defense Kit allows you to do just that. The First Line of Defense Kit includes NutriImmune and NutriDefense, providing top biological host defenses against pathogen entry, and provides immune NK killer cell boosting. Also included, the NanoMask Nanoparticular Antiviral Masks with replacement filters, providing supreme viral protection from airborne pathogens. And the First Line of Defense Wipes allows non-toxic viral and bacterial pathogen killing power on all surfaces. The First Line Defense Kit is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up. The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Do you have aches and pains or suffer from indigestion or inflammation? Are you tired of feeling restless from insomnia? These symptoms are produced by negative toxins, but with the correct information, understanding, and care, you can cleanse them from your body. AloeMaster.com would like to help you begin the road to recovery with aloe vera. For over 4,000 years, aloe vera has been known for its therapeutic and healing properties and is widely recognized as the plant that helps alleviate minor burns. AloeMaster.com picks the best aloe leaves and produces the most potent aloe vera concentrated juices and freeze-dried capsules you can find. AloeMaster.com offers products with 10 times the potency of ordinary aloe products, enhancing the benefits of this ancient cleansing plant. Turn over a new leaf and visit us today at AloeMaster.com. That's AloeMaster.com, or call us at 1-800-934-ALOE. That's 1-800-934-2563 today.
All right, it's the Alex Jones Show. We are back with Bob Dacey riding shotgun, and hopefully we've got Officer Jack McLam on the line. He does another great program here at GCN. And we've had a lot of people in an uproar over the gun issue today. So what better guest to have on other than Officer Jack McLam, one of the guys that really was on the front lines of educating not only the populace, but like you said, the police and military about the New World Order, global government, and why it's so important to, you know, keep our Second Amendment and have well-organized militias. Mr. McLam, are you with us?
I'm here, Brother Jason and Bob. Good to be back on with you.
Well, why don't you just give the listeners just a little summation of who you are and where they can get your information?
Well, I'm in my 29th year as a volunteer educating our police and soldiers, and I have a website of one of our associations, Police and Military Against the New World Order. At you find that very easily by going to www.jackmclamb, and it's spelled MC, capital LAMB, just like a lamb, mclamb.org, jackmclamb.org. And you'll find all of my qualifications there. I was the most highly decorated police officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona. And after I became a constitutionalist and started serving the people instead of serving the city, I became the most fired officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona. And so I started writing my police and military publication, Aid and Abet, Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues. And that really ticked them off because they didn't want our police and military to even be thinking about the Constitution. They just want them to follow their corrupt orders and do what they're told to do. And I took issue with that because I saw firsthand how we were committing crimes. We police officers were committing crimes in supposedly to arrest the criminals. We would have to become criminals to arrest the criminals. And that offended me as a Christian police officer. And so after taking so much of that for about 3 years, I became the most highly decorated officer in Phoenix, Arizona history. And then I began to change after I had a man about 85, 90 years old upset me because I didn't know the Constitution. And in a speech I was giving out at Sun City, Arizona for senior citizens on how they could protect themselves from muggings and rapes and house break-ins and so forth, they were undergoing quite a serious attack. As they'd cash their Social Security checks, they would be attacked and have it taken away from them. So they invited me out to speak, and 85, 90-year-old man embarrassed me to tears almost there as he began to say, "Didn't you swear an oath to the Constitution of the United States?" And I said, "Well, certainly I did, or to the Constitution and the people and so forth." And I said, "Yes, I did. I did it when I was in during the Vietnam War, took that oath, and then I took the oath when I became a police officer." And he began to question me about the Constitution, and I didn't have any answers for him, like what is the Sixth Amendment to the Bill of Rights and you know, so forth and so on. And he just embarrassed me to pieces. And I hated that man at that time. I mean, I really hated him. And I went home that night feeling that I could go out underneath the door with it closed. I was so low and so upset. And but after about 2 weeks of not sleeping at night, God was working on me, brother. And so finally I sat up in the middle of the bed one night and realized that that little 85, 90-year-old man was right. I should have known the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that I had sworn to protect. And so I went right down to the library, and the city library had trouble finding a Constitution and Bill of Rights for me. But they finally found it, and I took it home and studied it, and then joined a constitutional group in Mesa, Arizona, where I was quite shocked that when I got there at this meeting, I didn't know it was a tax protest meeting, and I was everybody, you went around the room and told who you are and what you do for a living. So when they got to me, I told them I was a Phoenix police officer and the position I served in, and everybody really got quiet, you know. And that night when I left, they all walked me out to the car and waved to me, waved goodbye. Well, I continue to go to these constitutional training meetings for several weeks, and then the leader told me, he says, the reason we walked you out to your car that night was so you wouldn't copy down our license plate numbers when you left. And I, oh, okay. And so we became good friends after several months of me attending the meetings and really being earnestly seeking to learn about my constitutional oath. So when I came back to the police department, I started asking my sergeant and my captain and on up through the chain of command if they knew what was in the Constitution, because we were regularly violating our constitutional oath, and I didn't know that until I studied it, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that we're violating our oath all the time. And of course, the officers didn't know what their oath pertained of, like me. So I started my newsletter, Constitutional Issues for Lawmen and Soldiers. And boy, that blew a hole in my career, because they liked soldiers and police not knowing about the Constitution. And so they could be told to do things that were criminal and a violation of their constitutional oath, and they'd do it because they didn't know about it. So I was set out to change that. And so then I was fired repeatedly for my constitutional work. And but the neat thing about it was I had a very liberal civil service board in the city of Phoenix. And when a police officer was fired, he could go before the civil service board, or she, and state their case. And in each case, when I would go in and tell them about my constitutional writings to my fellow police officers, they would return me to work with full back pay. Say, you can't fire a man for what he believes and what he says. And the very liberal civil service board said they didn't agree with anything I wrote in my constitutional publication, but they realized I had a right to write it to my fellow officers, so they returned me to work each time. And then my chief decided to try to get me killed, you know, okay, because he couldn't get rid of me any other time. And he had state police, federal police, getting a hold of him, telling him to stop McLam for writing this constitutional publication. So he decided on a plan. He put me out in the high crime area of South Phoenix, the war zone of South Phoenix, we call it, where I always did work, but he put me out on midnights and told all the police officers, 2,500 of us, that not to go, if McLam calls for a backup, don't go to aid him. Don't go. If he calls for a backup, do not go and help him. So the chief was trying to get me killed. Of course, my chief of police, Ruben Ortega, was a murderer anyway. He had murdered a man and got away with it because he was chief of police. But he was going to murder me, you know. So it was tough for the next 5 years. I worked without a backup in the war zone of South Phoenix and got injured numerous times. And finally, the civil city doctors realized that Ruben Ortega, the chief, was trying to get me killed because they kept patching me up. And so I arrested a drug smuggler, illegal alien out of Mexico one morning, Sunday morning, and we got in a big fight that lasted almost an hour, and nobody would come as a backup for me. And so finally it ended up, I was so injured with my neck and back and shoulder that all I could do was hold on to this guy's foot. I had a foot arm lock on his foot, and he couldn't get away. So finally, he was dragging me down the street, and another officer drove by and saw me, and he stopped and helped me. He wasn't supposed to, but he did, and we got him under arrest. And so when I went to the city doctors that time, they told me that they were not going to release me to go back to work. They were going to retire me out. And so my very evil police chief, Ruben Ortega, fought my retirement, didn't want to give me any retirement pay at all, even though I was disabled. And so it was a battle, but I finally retired out with a small pension, and I've been doing this work now for 29 years of trying to educate our police and soldiers to try to get them to realize that they have an oath and responsibility to the people, not to the city.
Jack, this is Bob Dacey. I wanted to ask you something here. I never have had the pleasure of meeting you in person. I would love to do that because I really admire what you do. You take it right to the bottom line. You always say that if tyranny comes, it's going to be wearing a uniform.
That's right.
And your whole thing is to wake up the police and the military as to what their oath really means to the Constitution.
Right. Uh-huh.
I know you had that Operation Vampire Killer 2000.
Right.
I read that thing, and everything in it is just right on. I want to ask you this question. This is kind of a down-to-earth question in terms of what a beat cop experiences.
Yes.
Because in Austin, we're having some problems, constitutional problems with certain things. And how does a beat cop overcome the defense of necessity where his superiors say, well, guys, we just got to do this. You know, we have to do this particular procedure because we just have to save the children or keep the baby safe or whatever. How does a cop defend against that when what he's being told to do is illegal?
Well, luckily, I got into law enforcement in 1976. And at that time, we had a nightstick, a gun, and some pepper spray. And that was it. We didn't have stun guns. We didn't have anything else. And we handled it mano a mano. You know, we would get in a fist fight with somebody or wrestling match with somebody and take them down. Or they'd take us down, one or the other. But we always had radio there. The call for a backup, so usually we would win, but I did lose seven of my brother officers during the years I was on the force there in the war zone of South Phoenix.
No, I'm talking about when the powers that be in the police department want their cops to do something which is constitutionally questionable. Like, for example, here in Austin, we're having this big dispute about what we call vampire cops. Where they pull somebody over for driving while intoxicated, and when he uses his Fifth Amendment to not cooperate, they forcibly take blood from him, and do you have a position on that particular issue, the vampire cop versus the Fifth Amendment?
Well, it is totally within the purview of the Constitution that a person say no to giving evidence to convict them, even blood.
Yeah, but the cops nowadays say, yeah, but we just have to.
Well,
this guy might crash into somebody.
Yeah, they don't know anything about the Constitution. That's the sad thing. The new cops coming on, matter of fact, they're hiring cops after I went through, and they finally got rid of me through retirement. They changed the hiring practices that no more would they hire a Christian cop with a high moral value, with high moral values. They just wouldn't do it because I was not, and I convinced other Christian police officers and other police officers not to do anything criminal because it is not what we should do to get a person into jail. And so I was there on the scene many times, like one night, some officers stopped a patriot, and the patriot knew questions to ask and comments to say, and so he called for a backup, and I appeared on the scene with some other officers there, and he had a gun on the front seat that was out in the open, and so to punish him, the officers decided that they would say that his coat was over the gun and book him for a felony for having a concealed weapon in the vehicle. And I said, no, you're not going to do that. If you do, I'm going to tell, you know. And so they didn't do it. But another thing we started doing in the city of Phoenix is that if we had somebody we didn't like a patriot, a Christian or a patriot, that would ask us questions that we couldn't answer about the Constitution or something, then we would fall down and scream and say, he pushed me, he pushed me. And so we would turn a misdemeanor stop into a felony against the person. And, of course, he didn't push you, but it would become a felony. So I would reject that and tell the officers in my newsletter about, don't do this because you become a criminal just like the criminals we're trying to arrest, you know. Mm-hmm. And so you're right. It's even more so that we commit crimes. We get on the witness stand and lie against somebody,
Procedural things, like, for example, we have new technology now that wasn't available during the time the Constitution was written.
Yeah.
And, you know, when the Bill of Rights was written.
Right.
And, you know, the Fifth Amendment says you cannot search somebody's houses or papers or personal effects, you know, without reasonable cause, going to a judge and getting a warrant.
Right.
And all that. And it describes the persons to the things to be seized and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But now I'm playing devil's advocate here now.
Uh-huh.
Now we have technology where the evidence of the crime is in your body in terms of, say, driving while intoxicated.
Uh-huh.
And they want that evidence.
Yeah.
And so it's not in your house anymore. The evidence is in your body. And so, you know, here for what's supposedly legal is they take you downtown to a medical facility if you refuse to cooperate and
uh-huh.
forcibly draw your blood.
Well, that's totally unconstitutional, as you know, but they don't go by the Constitution anymore because it restricts them too much. We're going into a totalitarian state here in this country, and they don't want to use the Constitution and don't want you to use the Constitution anymore. But that is totally unconstitutional for them to make. You should be able to decide if you want to give blood or if you want to do the breathalyzer test. And it used to be where you could make that decision. Now, they could fine you by taking your license away for a couple of years and so forth. There wasn't much you could do about that, but you did have a right to say no to those kind of tests. But now that they've thrown the Constitution out, they do whatever they want.
All right, it's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this, InfoWars.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all naturally safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli Intelligence Network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Berman, sitting in all week for Alex. Bob Dacey riding shotgun, and we're with Jack McLamb, who's really been at this almost 30 years. Folks, before the internet, there were people like Jack McLamb that would actually, they'd make a newsletter. Isn't that, it's so bizarre to hear people that, but there were people before Alex Jones, there will be people after Alex Jones, and, you know, Jack is one of those guys that took the technology at the time to the next level. You know, as I described in the first segment in the beginning of the show, often when I go through a lot of these news clips, and they're giving the anti-side to global government or the New World Order, they're interviewing Jack McLamb. So it's just a great privilege to have you on the program, and it's a great privilege to have you out here waking up even more military police and even just common listeners.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, for those listeners out there that don't know, I'm a military veteran and had a top-secret clearance during the Vietnam War, and so I do communicate very well with my fellow soldiers out there, too, about their constitutional oath and everything.
Yeah. Speaking of the constitutional oath, Jack, this is something that happened to me 4 years ago. I was interviewing here locally in Austin a sheriff's candidate running for sheriff,
yeah.
County sheriff.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him the question, I asked him if he would swear an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, and he said, absolutely. I asked him if the Bill of Rights was part of the Constitution. He said, oh, of course. And then I asked him if the Fourth Amendment was part of the Constitution. He said, oh, absolutely, part of the Bill of Rights. Yes, sir. He said, all officers swear an oath to protect and defend that.
That's right.
I said, and I then asked him this question. I said, well, if the feds came into town and they were having a little manpower shortage and they wanted your help to search my house without a warrant, would you do it? He said, absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're taught in the city departments that the feds are our superiors. And when they come to town, we wine and dine them and give them the keys to the city, which is absolutely absurd. We swore to protect the Constitution and the people, not the city or not the federal government.
Well, what this guy told me in response to that, he said, I would search your house because if the feds wanted me to, because they would have reasonable cause. And I said, well, sir, if they had reasonable cause, they can get a warrant. And then he said this. He said, it's not my job as a law enforcement officer to interpret the law.
Oh,
so
brother.
Basically, and this guy's the Travis County Sheriff right now, Greg Hamilton.
Boy, that's a shame. Because he's so wrong.
I know, and yeah. It's pathetic, but the problem is, and you identify it, they swear an oath to protect and defend a document they haven't read and don't understand.
That's right. I had to go out and take year training from a very good organization there in Mesa, Arizona, to learn all about my oath and all about the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and what I swore to.
We don't give them
any training like that. We have them take the oath and then tell them to forget it.
Well, that's what you're here for, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And I wonder, how successful do you think you've been over all these years? How many cops and military personnel actually, you think, understand the Constitution, understand the Bill of Rights, understand their oath?
Well, sadly, most of them are retired now, except the ones we're reaching today. You know, we're reaching more today, but we've been at it 29 years, and so as volunteers here, and a lot of them have retired out. But we, like the Vampire Killer 2000, we've got like 2,500,000 copies out there, and it's done an absolutely fantastic job. We get officers and soldiers that contact us, even retired ones who had read the Operation Vampire Killer 2000. And some were thrown out of office as police officers and soldiers because they read it, too.
Well, anytime you're trying to hand out information about the Constitution and Bill of Rights being really the only authority in this country, you're gone after. It's unfortunate. We thank you so much for joining us. We'll have Russell Wood at the top of the hour. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Our beloved.